Well, we turn now to our next story, which deals with actually Iraq's relationship with Turkey, where Iraq once again threatens Turkey with tough measures over its oil deals with the Arab country's Kurdistan regional government. Oil Minister Abdul Karim Al-Lahbi says that Ankara's plan to import oil from its northern region is a, quote, red line for Iraqis. Al-Lahbi warned that his government will cancel all current contracts with Turkey if it allows Kurdistan's oil to be exported to international markets. Well, the Iraqi minister added that Ankara's decision is not in Turkey's interest. The remarks are made a day after the Iraqi minister said that Baghdad will take legal action against Turkey over the issue. While the row between the two sides deepened after Iraq's Kurdish region announced that its first direct shipment of oil to Turkey has gone on sale. Let's cross over. We're going to talk to Press TV's correspondent, Serena Shem. Serena, good to have you with us. Serena, let's look at this situation, because it seemed that relations are getting very, very tense now between Baghdad and Ankara. And Iraq now is saying it is not an interest in Turkey's interest, actually, to make these deals with the Kurdistan region. Tell me your take on that, and in general over there, what are experts saying about this situation?
Well, the intensification of ties, as you said, between Ankara and Baghdad happened just last week as the Kurdistan region started to say that their oil, that there was crude oil in pipelines already starting to flow through Turkey. Now, the problem here is with the Iraqi central government in Baghdad is that they do not want this oil to reach an international marketplace. And that's when the rhetoric started to basically heat up, saying that they would take a series of measures. The first one of those measures being to cut off and boycott all Turkish companies. And when you also pointed out the fact that they said it wasn't in Turkey's best interest, when the Iraqi oil minister said it wasn't in Turkey's best interest, and they more specifically pointed to the fact that Turkey and Iraq deal annually with $12 billion a year in their different companies. So if they were to boycott their companies, it would affect Turkey massively. However, Turkey has said previously that they do not plan on doing any measures or anything against the Iraqi constitution. However, Iraq feels that this is definitely against their constitution and that Turkey has passed a red line. Now, Iraq's way of dealing with this so far, and to go further with negotiations before, you know, it intensifies even more so, as they have currently called the Turkish charge d'affaires over to Baghdad in order for them to re-talk about these talks, renegotiate, come up with a different perspective before measures intensify, because the Iraqi oil minister didn't only say that they would take measures as far as, you know, economic measures, but that there would be other measures, not specifically, you know, going thoroughly into what that may be. But it seems now, and analysts believe, that the reason that this Turkish charge d'affaires has been called to Iraq is for them to try and reach some type of solution.
Well, Serena, let's look at it in your perspective, and analysts also, when they look at this situation, why would Turkey risk, as far as you've talked about, the large amount of trade that exists between the two countries, for this situation with the oil that obviously Baghdad would definitely be against?
Well, they have been going through this for some time now. This isn't really a new issue. It just the major fact that the oil has now began to flow through the pipeline. And I think what Turkey tried to do, there was some visits by the head Barzani to Turkey, where they were saying that they were going to be able to make a deal that was going to please Baghdad as well. So obviously this deal didn't please Baghdad. Baghdad is not happy, and they're going to try and, you know, go further and fix this if Turkey's going to go through with it, because they had said prior to Kurdistan releasing this information that oil was now flowing through the pipeline through Turkey and that it could reach an international market, they had said that they would not do anything against the Iraqi constitution, as I had previously mentioned. So if they didn't know, or if they weren't clear along the lines or what the actual amount is that can be sent to international markets or that can be sent through Turkey, it's still not clear. After this meeting happens with officials from both sides, we'll know a little bit more. The perspective will be a little bit clearer.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Baghdad. Press TV's correspondent, Serena Shem.